She, meanwhile, with strawberry lips cajoles, and like an asp writhing on burning coals. Moist are my lips, and I can lull to sleep thine ancient conscience in my couches deep. I am so learned in the amorous art, that when men I crush to my dreaded heart, or to their mumbling kisses bear my bust, so frail, so bold, so shy, and so robust, that impotent angels damn themselves for me.
All my life I've heard about sailors having a girl in every port. And this is the first port I've seen.
You know, I don't think you know what to do if you got your hands on a girl.
I'd know enough to get more than my hands on her.
By the time you figured it out, she'd be more worked over than a $2 hooker at a Shriners convention.
Ooh. I can handle it.
I know. You've been handling it all the way from San Francisco.
And you'll be dreaming about it all the way back to San Francisco.
Why don't we just stow these bags in the barracks and, hit the town.
I'm with you.
Okay. Man, are we lucky to be stationed here?
Yes, we are. Would you look at this place? It's fantastic.
You know, this is the Paris of the Orient. I bet you could find anything you wanted on this street, just like Eddie said.
Bet he said it. You can bet your bottom dollar on it being here.
Oh, yeah, Chief wouldn't steer us wrong, man.
Nope. Nope.
You know, that old salt's looking out for us.
That is?
Somebody has to.
Huh?
Hey, Chief!
Hey, Eddie!
How did you get down here so fast?
I just happen to know the right people. Julio here is the best damn cab driver in this city. Julio, this is Tom Buckley and Terry Wayne.
Hi, fellas. Listen, you guys need anything around town while you're here, anything at all, just ask me and Julio can find it for you. If Julio can't find it, it can't be found. Now, listen, I know everybody around here and they know me around here, so if you need anything, just ask.
But don't ask now. We have to shove off.
Where are you off to?
Oh, we got some important business to take care of.
Oh, yeah? What's her name?
And does she have a sister, huh?
Later, fellas. Later. Let's go, Julio.
See you later, Eddie.
Take it easy.
Can you believe that? He's already got something set up.
Well, there's nothing to worry about. We're gonna have something set up, too. Faster than a cat can lick its ass. I know how to find women.
Is that right?
That's right.
Then why are we standing over here when all the girls are over there?
This is going to be easier than falling in a creek. And a whole hell of a lot more fun. Woo-hoo!
Shining in the sun, covering
the
shore.
Come on,
We're having a party.
Hold on a minute here, John.
Wait, girls. Huh? Well, we're gonna find girls, but just, you know, gotta be neighborly. Let's have a beer with you.
All right, come on. We're having a birthday party.
Oh, birthday.
His birthday.
Huh?
His birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Now you taste our food, you know?
Huh?
Better yet, this one.
What?
You take it. This is a balut.
You what?
Know? A balut.
A balut?
Yeah, it's good for you.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
yeah. Makes you strong in bed.
Oh, well, then. We'll try some of this then, huh? What, you just crack it on the table?
Hey, no.
Huh?
You don't do it that way.
What?
We do it this way.
How do you do it?
Look for the big end,
uh-huh.
See? And just crack it a little.
Uh-huh.
Then fill it.
Yeah?
You can see inside. There's some water on it.
Uh-huh.
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 And then you put some little salt.
A little salt?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And then you sip the water.
Sip the water?
Yeah. Tastes good, huh?
Not bad.
Why don't you try it?
Hmm? No. Then what do you do?
Peel it, you know, all
peel
the way.
Peel it. Rest of the way, huh?
Rest of the way.
Uh-huh. Peel it on off here.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit?
Yeah. Put some salt. Add some salt again. More salt.
More salt, huh?
Yeah. You know, just for seasoning and all
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah, okay? And eat it.
Eat it.
All the way.
Eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Piece, huh?
No, the whole thing.
Whole thing?
Yeah, swallow it all.
Just put the whole thing.
Yeah.
What is it?
Balut.
What is balut?
Oh, it's a duck.
A what?
An unborn duck. Huh? Tastes good.
You mean like quack, quack, duck?
Yeah, right. Quack, quack, duck. That's good. You want to try it?
No!
Come on,
no.
You try it!
No!
Come on, get it! Get Joe!
It's the oldest rule in the book. You want to find girls, go to where the music is. The louder the music, the more girls. This place is loud enough to blow eardrums.
It's not my eardrums I want blown.
That waiter comes around, order me another beer.
I'm going to make room for it.
Excuse me, but I think you're in the wrong, not that you haven't got anything I haven't seen before.
You want to see it now?
Now? Here? Well, my buddy's waiting.
So am I.
What do you do for a living? Do you work?
I play.
I work like a dog.
I'll do it however you want.
That's what I like to hear.
Actually, I'd love to.
But not now, Wayne. Wayne, come on. Wayne, will you please?
Help! Help!
My God, balls? Girls go to where the music is.
Well, you were one with the girl on your lap.
Well, how was I supposed to know what she was? Or he?
Or it?
That's funny, real funny. Got any more bright ideas?
Well, let's see.
No, forget about it. I don't even want to hear.
Now, come here. Wait a minute.
The only thing I was going to say is if the first oldest rule in the book doesn't work out, all you do is turn to the second oldest rule in the book.
Yeah, what's that?
Want a date?
Meet the second oldest rule in the book. Hi, darling. How you doing tonight, honey? Oh, hello. Sweetie pie, how are you? Oh, yeah, this looks like a real thing.
Yeah, I think this is the real thing.
Uh-huh.
All right. Here we go. This way?
You wait here. We'll tell our friend we need her apartment.
Told you I'd get us some action, huh?
Come on, fellas. Get in.
Taylor, you have enough. Time to go. Come on.
What's the matter, man? I didn't do nothing wrong.
Come on.
Please.
Come on, let's go.
Tell me, Julio, what's the question you get asked the most?
What question do I get asked the most?
Yeah.
Can you drink the water?
Sure
you can drink the water. You can also drink the rum, which will get your bundle out quicker than the water. You can also drink tuba. We should make here out of palm trees.
Tuba?
Palm trees?
Tuba.
Yeah, they call it that because, fellas, one drink of that and you see stars and stripes forever.
Oh.
My God.
Hey, good looking. Can I buy a drink?
Mark?
Boy, if you get me a girl like that.
What's it worth to you?
Everything I got.
Put it on the table.
All right. Here you go.
Hey! I saw first.
Yeah, I'm already paying.
I'd like you to meet my friend Cherish, Eddie Taylor.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Well, shall we go?
Well, she was looking at me.
Well, she's gonna look at me all night.
Hey!
Take your hands off of him.
You know, it gives me the creeps going past the cemetery.
We're not going past.
No? Are we going to turn off someplace?
We go in.
We go in? You mean we're going to do it in a cemetery?
This is where I live.
You live here? Oh, you're the caretaker or something. Or your father's the caretaker.
My father's dead.
And you wanted to be close to him.
People live where they have to live.
Yeah, but honey, nobody has to live in a cemetery.
People live in cardboard boxes under railroad bridges, and they live on benches in the park.
I knew a guy once who lived in the 54 Plymouth.
Yeah, I've done it in 1954 Plymouth, but never in a cemetery.
You'll never know it's a cemetery once you get inside.
Inside?
A red-blooded man like yourself couldn't be afraid of the dead.
Hey, friend, do me a favor. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Don't worry.
I'll take good care of you.
Not in a coffin.
Coffins are for being laid to rest, not for being laid. To be with you.
Oh, man, this is something. God only knows what the caretaker would say if he found out that somebody was living down there.
No one will find out tonight.
Hey, listen, baby, I got a little money. Not a lot, mind you. But you just got to get yourself an apartment.
You learn to like it here.
Oh, the hell with the caretaker. You better pray that the health department doesn't find out about this.
I'm not very good at praying.
I'm getting better at it all the time, baby.
Damnation. These things only happen when I'm decently dressed.
A man comes.
I hope it's a red-blooded American this time.
This is amazing.
Think how much more amazing it'll be when you have your clothes off.
Yeah. You know, you sure couldn't get a room like this at the Holiday Inn. Cherish? Hello?
I'm coming, darling.
Hey, don't go disappearing like that, okay?
Take your clothes off for me.
Huh, where the hell did she go?
Don't be afraid, my darling. You like the way I look?
Yeah, most beautiful.
Why don't we just do it and let me get the hell out of here, okay?
I thought you wanted to stay with me.
Well, maybe we ought to go to a nice hotel. What do you say?
Stay with me.
Well, don't take this personal now.
Ah, splendid. A red-blooded American.
What the hell is this?
That, my friend, is not the question. To be or not to be, that is the question. To die, to sleep, no more. And by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. It is a consummation devoutly to be wished.
You're out of your mind, pal.
It is time for you to shuffle off your mortal coil.
You stop right there, or I'll break your China doll in half. Back!
Ah! He's probably still shacked up with that Oriental chick.
Well, the least he could have done is brought her to the brig to cheer us up a little.
We were only in there a week. He's not going to let go of that China doll till his liberty's up.
All he had was a week.
A better week than we had, and you can bet your boots on that one.
Come, lovely and soothing death. Undulate round the world, serenely arriving. Arriving in the day, in the night. To each. Walt Whitman must have been a vampire. Only a vampire would have written so much about the night, about death. Walk out with me toward the unknown region.
All I know is I haven't had a suntan in 136 years.
Has it been that long since we came to this place?
I have no complaints. We are safe here. The blood supply is high, and the competition is pretty low.
That's true.
Go to bed.
I like sleeping here. It's nice and warm.
I'll give anything to go to the beach for at least 15 minutes.
Go to bed, both of you.
A girl can talk sometimes, can't she?
You've been talking for 136 years.
Ha! I never liked going to bed alone.
Go to bed.
I knew Walt Whitman, and he wasn't a vampire.
Telling you, Eddie would not have gotten himself on that list.
Well, he's due back from Liberty last night.
Maybe something happened to him.
Well, something's gonna happen to him as soon as we find him.
He was always bragging.
He was so experienced.
Experience has nothing to do with the girl hitting you over the head, taking your money, and leaving you in the alley.
No, man. That girl couldn't have hurt anybody if her life depended on it.
That cab driver could have.
How come we can't find him around here anyway?
How am I supposed to know? But I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going back to base until we get to the bottom of this.
Well, then we'll be on that list right next to Eddie.
We just have to be a little bit more forceful about getting some answers.
Forceful.
Wait a minute, guys. Can we talk this over? No, wait.
Now, come on.
Wait.
Come on. We're not looking for problems. Come on. No.
Man, we've been everywhere. We've been to the bar, nearly got killed there. Been to the cab company. Walked every damn street.
Just a couple more places, all right?
Oh, man. Hey.
That's her.
Hey, now hold on.
Hey.
Looking for a little action?
Follow that cab.
Oh, I'm not getting mixed up in anything.
No, he's a friend of ours.
He left his wallet at the base. We're just bringing it to him.
He's not going to have enough money to pay his driver.
Come on.
How do you expect me to catch him?
We don't want you to catch him.
Yeah, well, we want it to be a surprise.
Well, listen, I don't want to get mixed up in anything.
There's nothing to get mixed up in.
Gotta follow them.
I don't go into graveyards even in the daytime. I had a very bad experience in a graveyard when I was a kid.
So that's Texas courage.
No, it isn't. That's a psychological problem.
A hell of a buddy you turned out to be.
Hey, listen, you don't understand what this was, man. I was only about 7 or 8 years old, see? I was coming back from the store, and this big old dog starts chasing me. You know what I mean? And there's only one place I could hide is in this graveyard.
Hey. At least wish me luck.
Good luck?
Hey, the meter's running.
Man, this was the biggest damn old dog you ever seen in your life. Had teeth the size of fence posts, you know? He's gaining.
I'm so sick and tired of these Bloody Marys. You know, I could go for some good scotch and water.
Blood is thicker than water. Pavo. Drink. Drink. You'll never become a vampire.
Give him time. What's the matter, Pavel?
It's all right. You'll be a vampire someday.
When?
Soon, Pavel. Soon.
Pavel want fangs.
Oh. I know. Someday, Pavel. Someday.
Sure, as soon as we are having a good time.
We'll have a better time after we catch him.
I'm leaving!
Gay.
I didn't mean it! Perry!
Just like that!
Perry!
Tom!
Perry!
I can't go in there.
Hey, we can get out of here.
I gotta help him.
Well, look, he's the one who wanted to go in.
He's my buddy. Wait for me.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, where are you going? Terry! Tom! Terry! Leave me alone. I didn't see anything.
It's me. I'm here.
Good, now we can kill us both.
Mustn't get away.
How can he get away? Pavel never lets anybody get away.
To get a good look at him, he could have killed 10 of us. They're vampires. They killed Nettie and they drank his blood.
A little rich for my taste.
Who's there?
Only the dead.
I'm Marcy. Susie.
I am Cherish.
I am Richmond Reed. A name which you all know by sight very well. But which no one can speak and no one can spell.
What?
Doesn't anyone understand poetry anymore?
I'm just an aviation fire control technician.
That was written by Robert Southey.
He died in 1843.
I died in 1847. I outlived the pompous bastard.
You died in...
1847.
He was born in 1775.
Well, that would make you a
vampire.
We are all vampires.
We're all dead.
And we all like you very much.
You die now.
Stop being afraid.
We won't tell anyone.
Just let us go, huh?
You joined the Navy to see the world.
Yeah, this world, not the next one.
Where's your sense of adventure? This is a moment of treasure. Death comes once in a lifetime.
This is not death. It's murder.
It's not murder. It's dinner.
Back inside.
Maybe if I stayed out just this long every morning, I could get at least a little tan.
What I want is a little sailor.
Your adventure must wait. I shall remember while the light lives yet. And in the night time, I shall not forget.
We got to tell somebody about this.
We got to get out of here.
We got to tell the authorities.
What authorities?
I don't know, but that's what you always hear people saying, that we got to report this to the authorities.
Well, they're going
to
throw us right back in the brig for going off limits.
Terry, they're killing guys. They killed Eddie.
As long as they didn't kill us. And one chance is all I plan to give them. Listen, we report this to the authorities, first thing they're going to do is drag us back out here. So now, if you want to report it, you go right ahead. Leave me out.
Terry, they ain't going to believe just one witness.
You think they're going to believe vampires?
Vampire. You saw a vampire. You're the first ones in 14 years who got drunk enough to see a vampire.
Chief, we weren't drunk.
Yeah. The vampire was drunk.
Yes, Chief, he was.
They all were. All of them?
All four of them, sir.
The man and the three girls. And the big ugly guy, probably. You guys been drinking that too, haven't you?
Chief, vampires are luring men out to that cemetery.
Yeah. And next you'll see Rodan rising out of the South China Sea.
Chief, that cemetery is full of dead bodies.
Naturally. Get out of here.
Nobody believe the Wright brothers either.
Oh, the Wright brothers were there too, huh? Just flying over the tombstones. Vampires, my ass.
Blood-sucking ghost or body of a dead person believed to come from the grave by night and suck the blood of the living. Any member of a South American family...
Any member of a South American family?
Small bats. They're highly destructive to cattle.
Oh, I'm going back to sleep.
No, wait a minute, Wayne. Listen to this. The legends do not reveal how the corpse gets out of the grave and into the locked houses to attack people. A supernatural being returned from the dead and at the same time a material being. All the vampire's powers and actions exist for only one purpose. To satisfy his lust for human blood.
What the hell is this? Boy Scout camp? You want to tell ghost stories, go find a tent.
Your life could depend on this.
So could yours if you don't let us get some sleep.
Hey, I saw them. I saw a guy hanging by a rack with his throat cut and they were drinking his blood.
You don't shut up, them vampires will go after your blood with a mop.
Wait a minute. Come on.
Thank you.
I trust you slept well.
I gotta be going now.
Oh, you stay. We have guests so seldom, we'd love to have you for dinner.
Maybe some other time.
Please do stay with us.
Unbidden guests are welcomest when they're gone. And Shakespeare was a man who knew about unwelcome guests.
Can I have my clothes back?
No.
They might get damaged. You wouldn't want that to happen, would you? They might fit some needy person after you're gone.
Gone?
But not forgotten.
At least let us have something to remember.
You're so human.
A girl can have a good time once in a while.
We won't let him get away.
A bird in the hand is worth its weight in gold.
We won't let him out of our hands.
I don't mind being a vampire, but this is like being a nun.
Babu, watch.
One night with them will kill you anyway.
Oh!
I gotta get out of here. First thing in the morning.
He's too scared to go AWOL.
Well, he wasn't too scared to leave without a pass.
Look, just give me till roll call to find him.
Okay, you got till tomorrow.
There you go.
Take me to the market.
There must be something else beside vodka that will mix with blood. You think that after all these centuries, the march of civilization would have marched across one other product that mixes with blood? Pago. If you want to get rich, find something that will keep its own flavor without affecting the flavor of the blood. Though I look old, yet I'm strong and lusty. For in my youth, I never did apply hot and rebellious liquors in my blood. Shakespeare was a vampire. Who? Shakespeare.
Thank you.
Close enough for me, honey.
Just a little bit closer.
You know, the perfect thing would be if we could have some breakfast in bed and watch the sun come up.
Perfect would be if the sun never came up and I could stay here forever.
You're gonna stay right here.
Just like this.
Well, you know, I'm gonna have to get back to base sooner or later.
Later, honey.
Much later.
Whose turn is it?
One of you must know where my clothes are.
You're not going anywhere.
I'd just like to know where they are.
We like you just the way you are.
Whose turn is it?
Whoever gets there first.
Well, it must be getting very late.
We better hurry then, honey.
Don't go anywhere.
That's the 200th time you told me not to go anywhere. I'm not going anywhere.
I've always been a little scared of graveyards.
That's the 300th time you told me that.
I couldn't have been 5 or 6 years old, see?
Then what the hell are you doing coming here in the middle of the night?
I'm looking for somebody.
If they're here, my friend, they'll be here in the morning.
Yeah.
Bravo. I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. I will tread them in mine anger and trample them in my fury. Their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. Tell the girls if they plan to spend the night in there. Spread a little dirt on the bed. Get the blood out of that rat before it evaporates. Pavel, practice makes perfect.
It's times like this that make you appreciate being dead.
I know.
We won't let anything happen to you. Whose turn is it?
Hey, you got any tools, anything? Tire iron, big screwdriver, something like that?
Yeah.
There you go.
Whose turn is it?
Not mine.
Not mine.
Not mine.
Not mine.
Master. Master. Man, come back.
What man? Can't you be a little specific, you cretin?
Man, come back. Open door.
What the devil are you babbling about?
Pavo, take away. Pavo, take away.
You are the single most incoherent specimen of humanity it's ever been my misfortune to encounter. Why, in my day, we had servants who...
What's that smell?
It smells like pizza.
Did someone send out for pizza?
It's garlic.
Oh! Oh.
No!
Garlic!
No.
Don't you read Shakespeare, you imbecile. Eat no onions or garlic, for we are to utter sweet breath. Shakespeare was a vampire. What else have you got there? Cover them up. Cover them up.
Pretty.
Cover them up, you dolt. Take those away. Take the crosses away. Take the garlic away and take yourself away. I shall take care of our visitor.
You're not going anywhere, are you, buddy? What in the hell am I gonna do? There's gotta be somebody who can help me.
No. We've already been out there once. And we're not going out there again.
But they killed a taxi driver. There's a whole bunch of vampires out there.
Why can't you sailors just have a good time instead of getting drunk and bothering us with your crazy ideas?
You gotta do something.
All right, I'll send out a man tomorrow.
Tomorrow? That's gonna be too late. My buddy's out there.
Sorry, that's the best I can do.
Well, what about this guy Julio? Maybe he knows something. Why don't you pick him up for questioning?
We have no reason to do that.
Well, if you won't do it, could you tell me where I could find him?
Well, you can find him most any night down on Harrison Street. He works the graveyard shift.
Graveyard shift? I might have known. Hey, say, you know a cab driver named Julio? You know
Julio?
Where I could...
Yeah. He's inside.
In here?
Ah,
I've been looking for you. I've never seen you before in my life.
Hey, don't give me that. You know me. One of my two buddies, too. Eddie Taylor and Tom Buckley.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. How'd you find me?
Cops told me where you hung out.
Cops? What are you going to the cops for?
Because there's an awful lot of crazy stuff going on out at that cemetery. One of my buddies is dead, and another one could be. Those people out there at that graveyard are vampires.
I think you've been drinking a little too much.
That girl Cherish, she's a vampire.
Oh, yeah? The last time I saw her, it wasn't blood. She was sucking.
They're all vampires, and somebody's got to go out there and help me stop them.
Okay, sailor. It'll make you feel better. I'm going to the graveyard with you. You don't have to go running to the cops. Julio can help you out. There aren't really any vampires in that cemetery. You'll see.
I don't know. It seemed awful real to me.
Oh, it's just your imagination. Graveyard's going to be real scary.
Oh, you don't have to tell me that. Ha! I spent a night in a graveyard once. It was the worst night of my life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. See, I was coming home from the store. This big damn dog starts chasing me.
Whose turn is it?
When are we going to kill him?
We need some fresh blood.
We can't kill him when he's asleep.
Sure we can.
He takes all the enjoyment out of it when they're asleep. They never scream. I miss the human cry of terror when they see grim death looming above their gizzard. Look. And flashed the living lightning from his eyes, and cries of horror rend the affrighted sky.
Let's kill him now and get it over with. I don't think I can stand the noise.
As soon as he wakes up.
Whose turn is it?
The worm.
Why don't you go and wait for us? We'll be right there.
Well, I completely lost track of whose turn it was.
Now?
And try not to waste any.
Master, sailor, back again, in taxi.
So that's why I'm scared of graveyards. Yeah, that stiff grabbed a hold of me like a grizzly bear. Took me nearly an hour to get out of that graveyard. I think it warped me for life. You ever been scared like that, Julio? Julio?
I see you have reconsidered our dinner invitation.
What are you done with? Come on.
Survived only to be destroyed by a sailor.
Tom?
I never thought I'd see anything again.
Wait. I don't have any clothes.
Clothes?
Here. Put that on. Who cares about clothes at a time like this? Let's just get out of here.
All right.
Saver. Let's get out of here.
Wait.
Even though she's a looker, she can't